U.S. states busy breaking up illegal gambling rings. Law enforcement agencies across the U.S. have intensified their efforts to dismantle illegal gambling operations, with significant busts reported in Florida and North Carolina. Despite the continued spread of legal options, illegal gambling remains a threat. In Florida, state and local authorities collaborated to shut down multiple unauthorized casinos operating in Volusia and Brevard counties. These operations, described by officials as posing serious public safety concerns, resulted in the seizure of gaming machines, cash, and pending criminal charges against the operators. The Florida Gaming Control Commission, FGCC, spearheaded the crackdown, detailing the enforcement activities in a news release. According to Acting Executive Director Ross Marshman, the cooperative efforts between the FGCC and law enforcement agencies have been instrumental in achieving these outcomes. Marshman emphasized that through innovative strategies and enhanced collaboration, these partnerships aim to address the public safety issues tied to illegal gambling while fostering trust and accountability within affected communities. In Brevard County, law enforcement targeted 5 illegal casinos located in Palm Bay, Melbourne, and Merritt Island. These operations led to the seizure of approximately 500 illegal gambling machines and $845,000 in cash. While arrests and criminal charges are pending, authorities underscored the significance of these actions in curbing illicit gambling activities. In Volusia County, investigators focused on 2 illegal gambling locations in Port Orange. Acting on community complaints, authorities raided a convenience store and a bar, confiscating 16 gaming machines and $6,000 in cash. 3 individuals were arrested and charged with operating illegal gambling establishments and possessing unauthorized slot machines and gaming devices. North Carolina gambling group busted. In North Carolina, law enforcement efforts culminated in the arrest of 7 individuals linked to a months-long investigation into illegal gambling activities at a business in Matthews. Following the submission of findings to the Mecklenburg County Magistrate's Office, 119 arrest warrants were issued. On September 3, Matthews police executed a search warrant at Ocean King Arcade, located on East Independence Boulevard, where illegal gambling operations were suspected. During the search, authorities confiscated gaming software and hard drives from 75 arcade machines, 4 firearms, and cash. Those arrested faced charges including illegal gambling, unlicensed armed security, and outstanding warrants. The investigation in North Carolina involved extensive collaboration between Matthews Police and several regional agencies, including the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, Pineville Police Department, Mint Hill Police Department, Stallings Police Department, and the North Carolina Alcohol Law Enforcement Agency. These recent actions highlight the ongoing challenges faced by authorities in combating unauthorized gambling operations, which continue to proliferate despite state-level regulations. The enforcement efforts in Florida and North Carolina demonstrate a commitment to protecting communities while reinforcing the need for robust regulatory oversight and community involvement in identifying and reporting suspicious activities.